Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship that no matter what you do, you find yourself just spinning your wheels, you're working hard, feels like you're not making any progress, and you feel just kind of hopeless and not sure if things are going to work out? I think so many people can relate to this at different phases of this process. And in today's episode, I want to share with you three things that are surefire ways to keep you stuck. And I remember hearing about somebody talk about when you invert it, instead of saying, here are three good things you can do, if you talk about three of the worst things that you can do, it's sometimes easier to remember, so that then at the end of this episode, I'm going to invert it for you and say, instead of doing these three negative things, here are the antidotes to these, just so you can know exactly what to avoid and instead what to replace it with if you want to restore your relationship, which I'm assuming that you do if you're listening to this podcast. So if you're new here, welcome. My name is Sam Tielemans. I'm a licensed therapist, and my goal is to make this process as smooth as it possibly can be. I know there's many bumps, and it's very rocky for so many people, and so I want to see if I can help clear the way and give you tools and direction and feedback to shortcut this process for you. Instead of spinning your wheels for a long, long time, getting stuck doing one of these three things that we're talking about today. So if this is you and you're listening to this as a wife or a husband, and you can relate to one or more of these things, please know that you're not alone. And there is a way for this to change. So instead of getting stuck doing one of these three things, like I said, I'm going to share with you three specific things you can do instead to increase the chances of your relationship healing, instead of completely tanking and torpedoing your relationship by doing these things here. The first one is something that I've talked about in previous episodes, but it's definitely worth reinforcing. I've just met with multiple people recently who have reached out who want some extra help. So they contact me and want to start having sessions together. And one of the biggest things that will prevent a couple, thing number one, that will prevent you from moving forward in your relationship are secrets. And doing staggered disclosures. So what's a staggered disclosure? That is when the truth comes out drip by drip. And as a result of these staggered disclosures, trust is not only completely destroyed, but it's in the negative. And so this is what I want to share with you two different examples. I've worked with couples in the past where they come to me after months and months and months of these staggered disclosures and their secrets, and it's just not full transparency. And typically what that looks like is a wife discovers a husband is struggling with this issue and she had no idea about it. Or maybe she did and they had conversations together and he said, hey, this is better. I'm not struggling anymore. This is not a problem. And then 2 months later, she finds out there's more stuff. And then he admits, you're right, there was a little bit more stuff, but this is it. There's nothing else. I promise you, there's nothing else. Like, this is it. And then 2 months later, or however many months later, there's another disclosure, another reveal, or discovery, rather. And this pattern can happen multiple times. And what's so, so damaging in this particular, you know, element here, this first issue that can tank your chances of your relationship healing, is that the trust is what's so deeply damaged by dishonesty. And I think so many men listening to this fear that their behaviors, their actions are going to be the thing that causes their wife to leave. I have not found that to be the case, actually. I've probably done over 15,000 hours of therapy. This is what I do. This is all I focus on. I've met with so many different couples, and I can tell you time and time and time again, it's not the behavior that causes a wife to walk away. In 98% of instances, it's the fact that her husband will cover his behavior up and lie about it, not tell her about it, and have to be, you know, back against the wall. There's no other way to deny it. She's got all the proof. Okay, now I'll admit it. So if this is you, please know that you're not alone. This is probably one of the most common things that happens for couples. It's so, so painful for a spouse, for a wife, to have to go through this cycle. What's so hard about this is that typically a husband is not the one who is forthcoming and initiates this conversation and says, hey, honey, I'm struggling with this. You didn't know about this, but here's some new information. It very rarely happens like that. And in the cases that does happen, night and day different on how they move forward. Typically, there is a discovery, and then a wife says, hey, what else is there? Tell me everything. And the husband says, this is it. But the reality is, when a wife is the one who finds out about all this stuff, and then finds out another trove of information, and then another trove of information, the likelihood of her believing her husband that that really is everything is so low. I can't tell you how many wives I've worked with who say, it's very suspicious to me that everything that he's admitted to is only what I first discovered. So the possibility of there being more things that I just haven't caught yet, they just feel like they're so, the likelihood of that is so high. And sometimes a wife does discover everything, but the difficulty is because he doesn't reveal it and share it, and there's another trove, right, the staggered disclosure, it's impossible for her to believe it. So the tale of these two couples, one couple will come in, staggered disclosure. Is it possible to heal if you find yourself having done this? 100%. It's absolutely possible. Does it make the path more rocky? Yes, it does. It's harder. And so if you're listening to this, I'll share with you maybe the other side of this. I've worked with lots of couples where they come in and the husband, his heart is soft. And he wants so much to repair the relationship. And he knows that he's done wrong, but he's willing to do whatever it takes. I've heard husbands say, I will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes. This is my top priority. This is it. So just tell me, I just need to know what to do. And so the couples who reach out, or husbands who reach out, who say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, they just need a system, they just need a plan, they reach out, and this is one of the first things I tell them is like, if she has questions, you've got to answer these questions. There can't be uncertainty about what she knows and what she doesn't know. And if a wife is struggling, thinking, I don't have all the information, and the husband says, well, yeah, I guess I haven't shared everything, it's so helpful when all of it is out, so that then in 6 months' time, when you're doing really well, that she doesn't discover another trove of information, and it sets you all the way back. So the husbands who come in with a soft heart and say, I'll do whatever needs to be done, they're not looking forward to these honest conversations. Of course, they're painful, they're hard, it's scary. So I can understand the reservations that husbands have. Yet, notwithstanding that, if the reservations prevent them from sharing and they just go back into hiding, I have never seen that work. I literally, not one time, have ever seen it work. And so this other, you know, set of couples who come in who are willing to share, and the husband is forthcoming and shares everything, you can feel the softening. Sometimes women wonder, well, have I gotten everything? This is what's tough, right? There's no crystal ball. There's no way to know what's exactly going on in his mind. There's no way to know that stuff. However, the biggest indicator of whether or not he's in a different place is, how do you feel as he's doing the work? Meeting with a couple recently, they found out there's a ton of stuff that she didn't know that just devastated her. But he came in with a soft heart and was willing to change, and she could absolutely, with certainty, feel the difference and said, this is a man that I don't know, in a good way. I've never known this man to be open and to respond to my pain and to care about me, to ask me how I'm doing, to be forthcoming. Because he was doing the work and not compartmentalizing anymore, she could feel that. And so if you are listening to this and you are a husband and you haven't shared everything and you know there's more to talk about, if you want your relationship to succeed, my plea to you is that you tell her. I know that this is really difficult, and the fear is, well, if I tell her, it's going to push her over the edge. She's not going to want to stay with me. I can't bear that thought, so I'm going to keep this to myself. As sure as the day is long, that will be the thing that tanks your relationship, is withholding. Very, very rarely have I ever seen a couple where a husband has been fully transparent, regardless to what extent, right? If there's tons of betrayal due to his behavior, if a husband is willing to share it, wife after wife says, I can work with somebody who's struggling, even though it hurts, even though I don't like this, even though I don't, you know, I feel so much grief and loss and my heart is broken. I can work with him if he's willing, but I cannot work with dishonesty. So if this is you, my plea is that you make a decision, resolve within yourself to say, I'm going to tell her. She deserves to know this. And then from there, we'll move forward and we'll work through this. And you're willing to do whatever it takes and get the tools that you need to help her heal. Not doing this by yourself, because it's so hard to do it by yourself. It's unnecessary. There's a path. There's a process. Just plugging into that process, sharing with her all of what's happened, allowing you to move forward will help you find resolution. So that is thing number one that will torpedo your relationship, is keeping secrets, staggered disclosures. So the antidote to that is, of course, it's directly addressing this and sharing. If you've been wanting to overcome pornography for a long time, but you've struggled because you haven't had a customized game plan for your specific situation, then I'd love to help. I take on a few new clients every month, and I work with them in a 12-week process to resolve the underlying issues that have led to their behavior. So by the end of the 12 weeks, you can be in a completely different place, feeling free and confident. And I give everybody that I work with a guarantee that if you don't completely overcome your struggle with pornography in those 12 weeks, then I'll work with you for free until you do. I'm with you to the end, and you have nothing to lose. So if this sounds interesting to you and you want to be done with this problem in the next 12 weeks, then go to the website stopporn.info and you can get some more information there. All right, back to the show. Number two, if you want your relationship to struggle for a long time, then ignore your wife's pain and don't talk about it. Do not initiate conversations with her. Don't ask her how she's feeling. Don't bring it up when she's, you know, if she's having a hard day, or don't bring it up when she's not having a hard day. You just keep this to yourself and hope that things get better. And when the pain is brought up and she gets triggered, then withdraw and defend yourself. This is a surefire way to keep you stuck. I had a conversation recently with somebody who reached out and said, we've been spinning our wheels for 9 months. And that's a long time. But usually when I meet with people, they have spun their wheels for a lot longer. And for you to be stuck in this place where you can't seem to move forward, you take a step forward and then two steps back, because the same old conversation resurfaces, the same old responses to the conversation occur. It's the fighting, it's the tension, withdrawing, silence, avoidance. This is this classic fight or flight pattern. And what happens is men get trapped in this dynamic. Well, both do, men and women. Typically, a man's response in this dynamic is the flight. It's withdraw. It's defend. It's explain. It's just help her see that you're different. It's through your intellectual. It's the intellectual approach. When thinking about it like this, think about it as there's two different channels. If your wife is on the emotional channel and she's in her pain, and you then respond from the logical channel, your frequencies do not align and they just won't work. The good news is that if you're in this situation and you find yourself avoiding these conversations and you don't want to bring up her pain, and I can tell you, for most guys that I work with, it's not because they don't care. That's how their wife takes it, though. But it isn't actually how the husband feels. So often a husband will say, I don't initiate conversations because every time I do, I say something wrong, I do something wrong, I react in a way that then makes it worse. So that's the last thing that I want to do, is have another conversation where everything spirals. So I'll just keep it to myself, try to move forward, try to just, you know, ignore that all this is going on in hopes that it doesn't prick that pain again. I'd rather us not talk about it if it's going to go worse. This is, again, the second thing that I wanted to share, a surefire way to keep the pain in place is to not address it. So what do you do? The encouragement, I had a call with my group today. We meet every Thursday, and I love these calls because these guys are all pointed in the same direction. They're wanting to restore their relationships. They're wanting to improve themselves, become better family men, fathers, husbands, individually feel better about themselves. And a lot of what we talk about is how they can navigate their relationship. And today on this call, we talked a lot about guys are getting stuck here. They don't want to cause more pain, so they ignore it. They don't initiate conversations. And a few different guys that I worked with today, this was my feedback to them. My encouragement this week, your action item this week, is to initiate conversations with your wife and go out of your way to ask her how she's doing. Not just like, "Hey, honey, how's your day today?" But sit her down and say, "I'm thinking about you. How are you feeling today? I know that this is all going on and you're probably thinking about this all the time. Can we talk?" And give her space to share where she is. The men that do this, that then we follow up next week, "Hey, I did what you said and it went so well. Like, it really helped us." I said, "Great, that's the formula. It's initiate conversations. Ask her how she's doing. Give her comfort and reassurance. Validate her pain." Instead of the old dynamic of defend and withdraw and explain, the good news, if you're listening to this as a husband, the good news is that you can actually release the pressure that you feel of having to defend yourself. Because so many men want to explain what they did and why they did it and why, you know, they get lost in these explanations in hopes, again, it's coming from a good place, in hopes that if they can get their wife to see what they intended, if they can get their wife to see that what she's saying isn't actually true, it's a little inaccurate, so you want to explain it and clarify the record. The hope is that if you can do that, she will then feel better. So it's coming from a good place. Now, for a wife, if you're a woman listening to this, it often doesn't feel like that. It just feels like your pain is being ignored and neglected, and they don't care. This is, again, the classic fight or flight dynamic that just doesn't work. And so if you find yourself here, please know the antidote to this is to have those discussions with her. And so many men feel panic and overwhelm and fear when their wife feels a trigger and starts to share with him how she's feeling, because they think to themselves, "I don't want to screw this up. I don't want to get this wrong. I want so much to help her, but I don't really know how to do that. I don't know what to say, so I just end up staying quiet. Or I try to explain it, and that doesn't work, and so I just go back to being quiet because whatever I say doesn't work, and it makes her more mad." All a wife needs, again, this is going back to the thing that I was saying earlier, you can release yourself of the pressure of having to defend yourself. That's not what she's looking for. All a wife needs when she's having a hard time is to know that you care about her. It's to know that she's not alone. It's to know that you're thinking about her and that you can support her in her sadness. The goal isn't to explain her sadness away. It's to enter the sadness with her and provide comfort. So that might, I don't know, seem like a strange idea, right? Entering sadness. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, when she's struggling, if you can go into that place and give her room to talk about that, and you just comfort her and express compassion and the fact that you understand this, you could see why she's feeling so bad, that you care about how she feels, you want to do this differently, and you responding in that way is you doing it differently. So that is the antidote to item number 2. If you want to torpedo your relationship, then don't bring up your wife's pain, don't initiate conversations, but the opposite is how you can build an unbreakable connection between you two. It's like such a powerful, when I work with couples and we facilitate these conversations in session, it's unbelievable how quickly connection can be formed. And so this is my encouragement, if you're listening to this, to have this conversation together where you can share your pain, share your heart. If you're a wife listening to this, when you can share your sadness and the fear and the hurt, because the cycle will try to get you to get angry and to get upset and frustrated and say, you know, guys today on the call, it's like, okay, you know, I want to help my wife, but it's so hard for me to be there when she says things like, "How could you have done this to us? What's wrong with you? Who would do this? What kind of person are you?" Right? It comes out in very sharp, pointed ways. And I understand that. There is no judgment at all from me. That's just the cycle though, right? That's just the protection. That's the fight. The fight comes out to try to get a husband to engage and to step into the relationship healing process. The difficulty is that that unintentionally triggers his insecurities, his fears, which then activates his protection. So it's a lose-lose for both of you. So as a woman, when women are able to lead with their heart and say how they feel with regard to their sadness, their hurt, their fear, it opens up a different channel for a husband to meet them there. And then it's the husband's job. It's the idea you have to turn the key together at the same time. If a wife is in her protection, then it doesn't really matter what her husband says. It's almost like the image that I had today as I was talking with some of these guys. Imagine a porcupine who's hungry. This is a stupid analogy, but this is all I thought of when I was talking to them. Imagine a porcupine who's hungry. When the porcupine balls up and goes into the circle, nothing, even if you had all the food in the world, none of that would get through because there's no space for it. There's not an opening for that. All there is are these porcupine needles. It's protection. And so when a couple is stuck in their cycle, they're speaking to each other from that protection, which then if a wife is in that state, again, no judgment at all. And please hear that if you guys are getting stuck, it's not your fault, right? It's not your fault. It's this dynamic that causes you guys to miss each other. And so if your wife listening to this, the key, the hope, right, the ideal picture, and it doesn't happen like this every time, and of course I understand the anger is there for a reason, that if a wife can step out of that protection and speak from her heart when the husband has created safety for her to do so, then when she leads with her heart, his comfort can get through. If she's in her protection and anger, there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason for the anger. There's a good reason for the anger. It just goes back to that porcupine analogy where even if he had all the right food, do you know what I mean? It's like the when they're in the ball, they can't accept it. They're not able to consume that. So even if the husband says the right things, if she's in a protection, it's going to miss. So sometimes I say this for a wife, like even if you just do this for you, being able to step out of your protection is tough. And doing so when there's safety allows you the chance to start to feel relief, which is really such a top priority in this process. I want so much for women to find relief. And this is a part of how you can do that. By opening up conversations together, right? Going back to the husband. If you're a husband, it's initiating these talks, asking her out of the blue, not waiting till she's having a hard day, but checking in with her regularly can help then create space for her to share with you what's in her heart so that you can be there for her and comfort that so she can get what she needs. Item number three. This is when husbands try to move on too quickly. If you want to stay stuck in your relationship, you try to move on and sweep it under the rug, both individually and in the relationship. And here's what I mean by this. A husband who, let's say, is doing well with regard to not viewing any pornography, and he's making strides and he's doing better, the tendency for a husband is to want to leave all of it behind and not go back and talk about it, not dredge up the past, not talk about old things, but to move forward. And again, that comes from a good place because the idea is, well, if we stay stuck in the past, how are we ever going to move forward? And I get that. That's true. Staying stuck in the past doesn't work. However, sometimes husbands go the other way with it and just try to move on way too quickly individually without knowing why they did it, without knowing how to prevent this from happening in the future, without knowing what the underlying causes are so you could deal with this directly. They just think, okay, I'm doing better. It's been a little while. Maybe this is behind me now, so let's just kind of move on. And when husbands try to move on too quickly with regard to the relationship, in other words, this kind of links with item number two, right? If you're not talking about the pain, if you think, hey, it's been a little while, I haven't messed up at all, so I want to just move forward, why can't you? If I haven't done anything wrong, why can't we just move forward? Why do we have to keep talking about this? They try to move on too quickly without understanding that the way to move on isn't to go past it, it's to go through it. And I think this goes back to what I talked about in item number two. It's very difficult to move through something successfully when couples get stuck in this, you know, their negative cycles together. That's the thing that prevents them from finding relief and closure. It's how they talk about things when they get stuck. And so I can understand both a husband and wife not really wanting to spend time going back into the past. I totally get that. And my goal when I work with people isn't to keep them in the past, but if the past becomes alive in the present through triggers, through memories, through you're going out to eat and you see, you know, attractive woman across the way and your husband glances over and sees the person, instantly it's like, what's he looking at? What's he thinking about? Is he thinking about her inappropriately? Or, you know, it could be any scenario, right? You're going out, you're at the park and you see people walking by, or you're at the gym, or all of these things that feel like, if a husband thinks, well, that's all in the past, I don't do that anymore, that is not in the past for her. It's absolutely in the present because her fear is alive right now as that trigger happens. So the way to resolve this and move forward is through. And so when couples can come together and have, so this is this track, right? If I were to condense this, right? It's number one, we got to figure out why this has happened. Because if you don't, I spoke with somebody literally like 2 hours ago and she's like, I cannot move on because I don't know why this has happened in the first place. So how do I know it's not going to happen again? So step number one, we've got to figure out what's driving this. What caused all of this? What are the triggers? Because once you identify that, then there's a set of tools that can help you deal with those specific triggers, whatever the trigger may be. If it's, you know, it could be anything, right? Whatever the underlying issue is, and I've done lots of episodes on this in the past, so you can go back and look and find titles that resonate with you. But number one, identify why this is happening. Number two, put things in place to resolve it. You've got to have a plan and then follow through on the plan. Number three, then it's a focus, and it's not a then, right? You know, all of this can be done in conjunction with, you know, the other elements. But the other element is we got to focus on the relationship and heal and restore that, repair the damage, repair the trust. And when people are doing this together, addressing this problem directly, getting the tools and the support and the help that you need so you're not having to try to figure this out on your own, once all of these things come together and you're just executing on these steps, right? You're following through on this plan, that's how you move through it. And then you link what I talked about in section number one and two, right? There's transparency, there's total honesty, there's direct attention to a wife's pain, and there's direct attention to the underlying reasons that have caused the problem in the first place for the husband. This is a surefire way to invert these three negative things into this the action plan for how to move forward and leave this issue behind you, but with closure. So my encouragement is, as you listen to this episode, try to reflect on which one of these three things might be happening today, might be happening present day. And then you can take the reverse of that. And the goal is that you start with one of them. Pick one that you feel like is the most priority right now. And please give that the attention that it needs. I genuinely want people to feel better and heal and move on from this issue by creating closure so you guys can actually have the relationship that you've always wanted. It is possible. I've worked with couples who have come back from some insanely painful and difficult things. But because they address it in the ways that we're talking about today, it's possible. Our hearts can heal. Trust can be restored. When a relationship changes and a husband's heart changes, a wife can feel that, and it inspires confidence and trust, and it creates safety and security, which then allows her to settle back into the relationship, feeling confident that things are actually different this time. So my encouragement is to find one of these three things, make this your action item this week to start to make steps towards that. And I would love to hear how that goes. Thank you guys so much for listening. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. And my hope is that you can implement this week so you can actually start to find some relief.